Connections matter. Connection. Noun. The people who friend and follow you on social media. Thanks for accepting my friend request. I'm looking forward to seeing your post and updates. If you want to connect with someone online for business, where do you start? Most people will say LinkedIn because it is a business networking platform, but all platforms can, and should, be used for building relationships. Most of this section will cover LinkedIn. However, keep in mind that these key principles apply to most social media networks in 2022. For example, Facebook can be a very valuable tool for letting the human side of yourself shine alongside the professional side. Why does building connections matter? In some ways, this seems obvious, but it's always important to me to establish the why behind any of the advice I'm giving you. So, why does building connections matter? 1. If I connect with someone now, I have access to their inbox, and often, that inbox is tied to their email. If I send them a message on LinkedIn, for instance, they will get a message in their email inbox alerting them of that message. That's a powerful level of access. 2. Connections build what we call social proof. What is social proof? It's a term that Robert Cialdini coined back in 1984 in his book Influence. This phenomenon is also called informational social influence, and essentially, it's the idea that people copy the actions of others in an attempt to emulate behavior in certain situations. The larger the group that is behaving a certain way, the more social proof there is. So, for instance, 83% of consumers recommend a brand they follow on social to friends and family. 91% of shoppers read online reviews before making a purchase. 82% of Americans ask for referrals and recommendations from family and friends before making any kind of purchase. People seek out the opinions of others, and they trust others to show them what is good. So, the more people who like your content, the more others will also perceive it as being good. Essentially, there is a perception of influence that increases with the number of connections someone has. I have over 50,000 followers on LinkedIn. People see that, and they are given social proof that I'm worth following. The more followers you have, the more proof you have that your influence and content matter. Back in the day, we established trust with someone like a firm handshake. Nowadays, it's all about how many people can be seen engaging with your social media. 3. Engagement increases when you have followers, and engagement provides another level of social proof. LinkedIn says that only 10 to 15% of your connections will even see any post that you put out. And of those who see it, you can never be sure how many will engage with it. Only about 1% of LinkedIn's 260 million monthly users were shown to share posts regularly, for instance, according to Hootsuite. Most social media marketing experts agree that a good engagement rate is between 1% to 5%. It's a numbers game. You want more connections so that you can get more eyeballs on your content. And the more potential engagement, which will provide more social proof. A post with 280 likes and 65 comments gets more reach, and is therefore more likely to be seen by the people you want to attract. The long and short of it is that people are more willing to connect with someone who has a higher level of social proof. From there, people are much more willing to have that first conversation with you. Essentially, more connections equal more engagement. More engagement equals more social proof. More social proof equals more attractive recruiting. Connections matter. That means building processes to help you build connections, not just with potential recruits, but with anyone within your industry who will connect with what you do. Of course, part of that will rely on the content you're producing on social media.